Pretty great song, huh? Radiohead, Tom York with an H and an E. They just had to spell his name the most British way they could. I broke something. You are listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, and the thing is now fixed. Alrighty. Death's album is 25 years old now. Huh? Why don't we all reflect and think on our favorite moments from 1994? Anyone? Wait, that might not be how old it is. Let me do a quick search. Oh, wow, I was just wrong. Okay, it's 22 years old. And technically it's only 21 years old because it's not May 28th yet. But 1997, that year, the Foo Fighters released their second album, The Color and the Shape, which is a great record. Listen to it, Everlong, right? That's a great song. Alrighty, moving on. White Stripes, right? Garage rock. That's what you all came for. Early 2000s. Don't we love that? How some great rock and roll came back in the form of these two people from Detroit, Jack and Meg White, with their red and their white colors. Always dressed like candy canes. Oh man, this next song I'm about to play, I had to decide between two. They're both kind of just novelty songs at this point, but I say it's as beautiful as Tiny Dancer, this next song. Get ready.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggity yak!
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't
don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yak-a-yak.
Don't talk back.
That was Yakety Yak, a classic that we all know and love till this day. The other one I was deciding between was that and Charlie Brown. You all know that song. He's always getting into trouble, that Charlie Brown. Alrighty. I'm really curious about this next song. I didn't know this was a thing. It might be pretty famous. I don't know. I don't know my Ray Charles very well, but I want to hear this.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Do they all come from? Yeah. All the lonely people. Do they all belong? Look at all those lonely people. Look at all those lonely people now. Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? I heard him say, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? He turned to me and he said, all the lonely people. Nobody came, and Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved, and he said, all the lonely people. Do they all come from? The man looked at me and he said, all the lonely people. Do they all belong? Somebody to tell me all the lonely people. Do they all know?
Well, that was soulful. Hard to beat that voice. being Ray Charles and all. Well, we got some more soul. I don't know why I said we, like there's someone else in here doing this with me. But we got some more soul.
The other night, as I lay sleeping, oh, I dream I have you. Mistaken. Do you know that I hung my head and cried? Oh, you are my sunshine.
You are my sunshine.
Oh, my only sunshine.
My only sunshine.
Oh, girl, you make me happy sometimes.
My skies are
gray.
Well, I didn't mean to play the same record twice in a row, but once it started, I didn't want to stop it just because it was good, and I didn't want to stop Ray Charles from singing. Oh, God. I just thought of a joke about being blind, but I'm not going to say it. Do you love supporting underseen films? So do the creative minds behind Real Underdogs, Real spelled with an E, a hokey-run podcast that covers the lowest-grossing new movie release every week. If you would like to know whether the latest box office flop is actually worth your time, you can listen to a new episode every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcast, simply by searching Real Underdogs. Real as in a reel of film. Okay. Well, thanks, Ray Charles, for two songs. We all enjoyed it. But now it's time for a trio of... I think there's three of them. A trio of some funky brothers. Anyone know which brothers I'm talking about? The Isley Brothers. Not the Everly... Is that their name? Those guys. Okay.
A 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. Rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. Rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock. Rock. Around 9 o'clock tonight. Put your band rags on and join me home.
broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
The Isley Brothers. That was good. And since I couldn't find that Sam Cooke song, I'm going to play a random one that I don't know. Because the name just intrigued me. So hold on. I was going to say this is going to be a bumpy ride, but it's Sam Cooke, so it has to be a smooth ride.
Everybody loves to cha-cha-cha. Little children like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. Ooh. Everybody likes to cha-cha-cha. Took my baby to the hop last night, and what to my surprise, when we got there, she hit me with the news right between the eyes. She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She couldn't, no, she couldn't cha-cha-cha. Ooh, my baby couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, they'd play some other dance. But we sat there for an hour and a half, and we never got a chance. Every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Tom Dooley, T-for-2, cha-cha-cha. Ooh. Every number was the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, there's only one thing we can do. Baby, if you let me take you by the hand, I'm gonna teach this dance to you. Call a 1-2,
cha-cha-cha,
1-2,
cha-cha-cha,
and up now,
cha-cha-cha,
baby, and back now,
cha-cha-cha.
That's right, turn now,
cha-cha-cha,
right, let's cross now,
cha-cha-cha.
I taught my baby how to cha-cha-cha. We kept on dancing, and was I surprised, for you see, after we practiced for a little while, she was doing it better than me. Cha-cha-cha, ooh. Everybody likes the cha-cha-cha. They do it 1-2,
cha-cha-cha.
All right, 1-2,
cha-cha-cha.
And up now,
cha-cha-cha.
All right, back now. All right, baby, let's cross now,
ooh,
and turn now.
All righty, Sam Cooke. I'm about to play Aretha Franklin next, and on here is Eleanor Rigby again, but I resisted. I'm not going to play it, even though that would be funny. All right.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all. Remember this house. This was the land that he worked by hand. It was the
No!
Well, now I feel obligated to keep this soul thing going. I didn't get any more soul songs than that. So I'm going to play some blue-eyed soul while we wait. That's right, Hall & Oates. Also, when I was typing that song in, that last one, The House That Jack Built, into the website, under the previously used column thing, was a song called The House That Jack Kerouac. And I thought that was pretty humorous, right? We love the beat generation. Beatnik culture. All right. Yes, you do. Okay. Thank you. All right, I got some more soul music, which is good because if I hadn't gotten it, we would have been listening to Megadeth right now. And I don't think Dave Mustaine really fits in with the whole Sam Cooke thing. Also, I'm going to see if we've got the Supremes, because if we don't, then I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to the president of the university, Timothy Sands. All right. Next up. Well, I had never heard that song before. I just realized it was a song from the soundtrack of Trouble Man. The song Trouble Man. Marvin Gaye, of course. All right. Here we go. Get ready.
These arms are mine.
hearts of mine, they are yearning, yearning for wanting you. And if you would let them hold you, oh, how grateful I will be. These arms of mine, they are burning, burning for wanting you.
Otis Redding. That's all.
All I see is what I want to do. Hey.
Well, I never found the Supremes. And I didn't find any Diana Ross either. So, here comes a strongly worded letter. I said I would do it. Oh yeah, Al Green, huh? That song was in Pulp Fiction. Not like that's how I know it, but it was in Pulp Fiction, you know, when you first encounter Bruce Willis as Butch and Ving Rhames as Marcellus Wallace. Pulp Fiction. So that reminded me, there's another great funk song in that movie. And that song is a little tune called Jungle Boogie. When Samuel L. Jackson and, what's his name, John Travolta are driving in their car, talking about McDonald's in France. Wait, no, Burger King in France. Because a quarter pounder with cheese is a Royale with cheese. Because, you know, the metric system. All right, that's enough of that. The Gang, right? I love them. Are you curious about affordable, accessible yoga? If so, you could join the Blacksburg Yoga Collective every Monday through Thursday evening for donation-based classes. For more information, you can find them on Facebook or visit blacksburgyogacollective.com. Well, Cool in the Gang. I like how on that record it has the names of everyone in it next to their faces, just because they know that we don't know their names. All right. Kind of the end of that whole funk run I had going, because I want to play something else now. Enjoy. Alrighty, that was Tame Impala, one of the greatest bands of all time. Really, it's just one guy who makes all the music, Kevin Parker, and then he has a band so he can play songs live. But everything he makes is really great. Therefore, listen to them more. They're already very famous, but listen to them more. Listen to him more. Okay. Next song is by Beach House. We love them, said all the listeners in union.
Thank you.
Beach House. Okay. About to play the Strokes again. Because I can, and they're one of the best.
Those are the Strokes.
Don't know what that voice was at the end. I know this isn't the real copy of the album. Someone burned it. But I didn't know some British guy would start talking at the end. So thanks a lot for that. He's stomping on my show! Okay. I've got one last song for you. It's Nirvana, because they're the best. And they always will be. That was a moment of silence for suspense. Okay. Get ready. You're gonna love it.
One